I don't know.
Okay, Moran Rebbe Tayyid Didai Chaverai, we are here to learn Torah because that's sort of what we believe in. What I want to talk to you about today is one line of the Gemara, but it touches on a malacha that isn't focused on that often, and it's kedai to kind of know what it is. Zakti Gemara Lam Zakti Ayin Tes Ayin Dalid Amid Beis. The Gemara said that a person is Parim Soka Yechai Misham Tochen. A person is Salasosi Yechai Misham Tochen. Amir Rav Ashi Yekapar Amashkasa Chai Misham Mechatek. Rav Ashi says that if you are Makbid Amashkasa, if you're makbid on the midah, that's what Rashi writes, lachotchan the midah, then you're chayiv mishom mechatech, Rashi writes mechatech ha'or mekatzitzo b'midah. Right? That the malacha is mechatech ha'or. Right? If you remember in the Mishnah, we had different groupings of malachos. We know that the first group is Sidura de Pas. There is also a group of Sidura de Oros. Mechate falls into Sidura de Oros. Tzotzvi, Shochto, Mashito, Mocho, Ma'abe, Memachako, Mechatcho is all Sidura de Oros. Zakt Rashi that the malacha of Mechate is a malacha on Or, but it's not limited to Or, because Or Gemara says that if I chop wood, right, ready? If I oibichak holtz, if I chopped wood, right, to a specific size, I am also in violation of the malacha of mechatech. So that is clear in the Gemara, that although it's part of Sidura de Oros, it is not limited to Or. There are a few other Gemaras, or Rishonim found on the page about mechatech. And it's kedai to look at these and then to try to get some understanding of the malacha of mechatech. Later on in our Gemara, also Ayin Dalid Amid Beis, it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines into the wide lines. Tana Rabbanan, Hatole Shesakana, Hakotmo, Hamarto, Chayim Shalosh Chatos. V'amir Reb Shimon, Toleish Chayiv Mishum Gozeis, Koteim Chayiv Mishum Mechatech, Mimareit Chayiv Mishum Mimachek. If I pull off like a part of the wing of an animal, imagine part of the wing of a bird. Imagine it's like you pull off a feather, no? From the bird, something like that. So I'm chayiv for three malachos. I'm chayiv for gozeis when I pull that, when I pull the quill, right, the feather off. I'm chayiv for gozeis. If I'm kotem it, if I chop it to the proper size, then I'm chayiv mishum mechatech. Apparently, I'm learning safras, and I wanna make the kolmos. I want to chop the knife to the proper size. So that l'cha'ira is the malacha of mechatech. And if I'm mimareit, if I pull the extraneous hairs off, then I'm chay mishum mimachek. Then I'm chay for mimachek. So far I have two gemaras. Our gemara speaks about chopping wood. The next Gemara speaks about pulling off a feather from an animal, which is chayiv mishum mechatech also. On Ayin Dalel Amud Beis, I also have a Rashi about mechatech. The Gemara tells me that if a person makes a chalta, if a person takes a reed, makes a reed basket or the like on Shabbos, you chayiv 11 times. What are these 11? So Rashi tells me, if I cut it to size, I cut that reed to a proper size, that's mechatech. Rashi then writes at the end, the chotach achar arigosa kedei lahashvoson is makeh bepatish. After I make the full wicker basket, so I am chayiv for makeh bepatish. Apparently, acharei kechos hakol, once the wicker basket is made, there is not going to be a malacha of mechatech anymore. Mechatech is only before the basket is completed. After the basket is completed, that would be makeh bepatish rather than mechatech. So on Ayin Daled Amud Beis, I have three sugyas of mechatech. Right? I have chopping wood. I have the Gemara pulling off the feather of the animal. And I have the wicker basket. Now, all these cases, all right, let's do one more. Ayin Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is speaking about real mechatech. That's where it discusses it. Zok the Gemara Hamegarer Roshei Klum Sois B'Shabbos Chayiv Mishum Mechatech. There are two gersos. Either Megareid or Megarer. No? I think Megareid is a lashon of scraping. Megarer is like a lashon of dragging or some sort of cutting off. Not exactly sure if there is a difference between these two. But if I take posts, I take pieces of wood, and I am a garer, the Rosh Hashanah, then I'm chayiv mishum mechatech. Then I'm chayiv for mechatech. Yes, sir.
So there's no difference between megareid and megarer. Why isn't that like a Mishnah like make a big deal over it?
I don't know. I was trying to think about this. What is the difference between megareir and megareid? What's the difference? Does anyone have a suggestion? I mean, megareid, I think, means to scratch. Like if I scratch my back, I mean megareid. Megareir means to scratch off. I'm not sure exactly what the difference is, but yeah, the Magen Mishnah makes a big deal about it. I don't know. I don't know the difference. Now, in all four cases, we are not talking about or. And in all four cases, we are saying that I'm chayiv mishum mechatech, which l'cha'ira means that the av melacha of mechatech is on leather. Like we pointed out when we read the Mishnah, the av melacha is on sidura de oros. And the toldah is on other things. Chayiv mishum probably means that it's not the av melacha. It probably means it's a toldah or maybe even rabbinic. Although chayiv mishum sounds really toldah like. Yes, sir.
We don't write from here that you can't have an av mechatech by something that's not oros. You know that there are cases that are both not actually mechate, because it's not the exact act of the amalacha. No, you're just only measuring out a piece of paper and cutting the paper and being called a tolpa. You have your actions that are similar to chitok that are happening on items that are in order.
Well, some of them are actual chitok, no? If the person takes the wood and cuts it to size, cup it a mashkasa, what I'm doing is I'm taking a knife, l'cha'era, and I'm taking off some of that wood, and I'm chayiv mishum mechatech. Right? By the feather also. If I'm right that the case is that a person is... I have a sefer at home. At one point, I wanted to learn safros. So I got a little sefer about how to sharpen the quill to write with. Most people today, when they do safros, they buy ready-made plastic quills that they attach. But there's a whole avoida for sharpening the feather to make it into a good quill. That's how I understand the case of koltaim, the case of taking the feather of the bird and chopping it down. That's how I understand it. But b'kitzar masa, it's clear that I'm chayiv on stuff that is not leather. Rashi tells me the chiyuv in the Mishnah, at least, is leather. Rashi says that mechatech means mechatech ha'or. And the Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam sounds like he's distinguishing between the av and the tolda, that the av is on the leather and the tolda is on other stuff. Dafmin gita rein kicken in Rambam. That means you have to look into the Rambam very well. Those of you who are learning duolingual Yiddish will understand that the zebra is at the pyramid and that you have to look in the Rambam. But hamechatech min ha'or kidei la'asos kameya chayiv. The Rambam says if I chop off from the or in order to make a kameya, in order to make an amulet, I'm chayiv. V'hu sheyiskavin l'midas orko midas rachbo v'yachtech b'kavona shehi melacha. Right? The Rambam says a lot. I want to talk about many of the diyukim in the Rambam as we go on. Aval, in chotach tarach hefzid, o below kavon lomidoso, ela kemis asek, o kemis sachek. If I'm just like playing around, I take my exacto knife and I just like cut a little bit on the leather, just playing around, then I'm putter. That's asur midrabbanan. If I just play around, hakotim es hakanof, hareza toldas mechatech v'chayiv. Right, our case of tol of kotim es hakanof, v'chein hamegari roshay klonsos sho'erev, chayiv mishum mechatech. I think the v'chein is indicative that it's also a tolda. So, and the case is v'chein kol chaticha sheyachtoich chorash eitz min ha'eitzim or chorash ma'techzim ha'matris chayiv mishum mechatech. If I take a kisim sho'et, v'kot molachtos bo shinov, ve'olavtoach hadalos is chayiv. If I take like a piece of wood and I break it in a way to serve as a doorstop or the like, then I'm chayiv for mechateich. I'm reading the Rambam that the av molacha is on leather and everything else is a tolda. Now, I have to admit that fashteich nisht farvos. I don't understand why this is true. If the malacha becomes an av based on what they did in the Mishkan, so I understand they cut the oros to serve as the covers of the Mishkan. They cut the leather, the oros eilim, adamim, oros tuchoshim. Right? But the atzei shitim, the wood also had to be cut to measure, no? If I'm building a building, I can't have one wall 20 and 3 quarters and the next one 20 and 3 eighths. You have to be mechateich b'mida. You have to cut it exactly. So l'cha'ira, and I don't know the answer to this question, if you would ask me, I understand the Mishnah is meduyak, that the melacha of mechateich is meleches ha'or, but I don't understand why the malacha should not be true by Eitzim, because Eitzim l'cha'ora was also cut to size to build a Mishkan. And I think that whatever is cut to size in the context of building the Mishkan, I understand that is going to be the malacha of mechatech. So I don't understand why the Rambam and everyone else is saying that it is a saying that it's a tolda. Okay.
The mishum diyak, is that so clear in all the rishonim?
That what the av is
mishum automatically by tolda.
I think it in the Rambam it's clear tolda.
I'm saying in general, not in this idea. In general, is this idea that's
I thought it's accepted by Rishonim. We spoke about this a little bit on Ayin Gimel and Beis, that Zerea Zomer Noteh Mavrich Markev is Molacha Achas.
Right.
And the Shaila is whether Molacha Achas is the same as Chayiv Mishum. But Chayiv Mishum sounds told alike. Yes. So that is that's the first Ta'ara. I don't know why it is a tolda. He had something. I took out this book. Didn't have a chance to look into it very much. I took out the Sefer Toras HaMalachos. So he had something about what was done in the Mishkan. I have to look at it again or give it to one of you to look at. But that he had something on this. I just didn't really... He quotes that the Aruch HaShulchan says that they also had to cut the wood and the kesef and the zohov down to size. I don't know. Next, does mechateich apply to both the thing which I cut and the thing which I cut from? So to speak, what's the chetza of the malacha? Right? Ready, gentlemen, this is advanced cutting skills. If I am mechateich, right, in the Rambam's case, a mechateich from the or kedei lasos kameya. L'cha'orah, what I'm doing is the thing that I cut off becomes the kameya. So you get an impression that the malacha is not about what remains behind. The malacha is about what comes off. However, in some of the Gemaras that we quoted, l'cha'orah, the malacha is about what remains behind. Let's go through these four Gemaras again. The case of the guy who's solis silsi and kapir amashkasa. If I cut wood and I care about the size, over the size I care about is the size that comes off. No, I'm cutting the wood to care about the particular size. We'll talk about this in a few minutes. The size is what comes off. By the making of a quill, if I'm right, that's the pshat, the tolish as hakonof. So there I care about what remains behind, not what comes off, no? I want the thing that remains behind to have a particular size. Similarly, by the kunim, right? When I am cutting the reeds to make the wicker basket, so l'cha'ora, what I care about is the part that I cut off. I want to be the right size, not the part that remains behind. Right? I want to cut off a good 5-inch length. The cha'ira, that's what I care about. In the case of the Rashi Klunasos, the poles, so the cha'ira there, I care about what remains behind, not what comes off. So I would maintain that from the four Gemaras, about three Gemaras, one Rashi, an explanation of a Gemara, but from the four major sources that I have, two of them, the focus is on what comes off, two of them, the focus is on what stays behind. Yes?
Rebbe, isn't the focus just what am I being the packing?
Okay.
I think the question is if
that was... No, that's what you're suggesting. What you're suggesting is like similar to what I'm saying now. That I'm chayiv on both, it depends on what I really want. What am I being metakein? If I'm being metakein the thing that stays behind, so then I'm chayiv. I would agree with that one.
And that's what would be the nafkamina of which?
What would be the nafkamina? There could be many nafkaminas in terms of whether I violate the malacha if I don't care if I'm cutting off 2 inches, right? If you hold that it's only focused on what I cut off, so it could be that if I don't care how much I cut off, it's not going to be a problem. Now, the Rambam is meduyak. It could be that we're not going to have a full share out of this gentleman. We're doing as best as we can. The Rambam is meduyak. Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin. Hamechatech min ha'or. V'hu sheyiskavei l'midas orko u'midas rachbo. You get the impression from the Rambam that the malach of mechatech is only when your kavana is both for length and for width. Now, this is also not abundantly clear. Not abundantly clear. In the case of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, when they make the basket that Rashi had, Chotchon b'mida hareza mechatech. So in that case, l'cha'ira, all I care about is what? All I care about is the length, no? If I'm making a wicker basket, do I care about the... I never took basket weaving in college, I will say. When I came to YU, they already got that course out of the course catalog. Basket weaving is not anything I have expertise in. But does the width matter when I'm weaving a basket? I don't know. I don't know. My guess is that chotchon b'mida by the basket is more about the length. And the case at the end of chotach achar arigosa kedela hashvayson, which is makib apatish, maybe that's to make it even. That's like to straighten out the width. I'm not sure. Hi, Zach.
So I feel like most wicker baskets, usually you can't have a side that's too thick. Like one of the things can't be too thick or too like thin.
So they all have to be the same. But okay, so let me say like this: do they all have to be the same in both dimensions, in length and width? Right. Let's say to make a basket, I need everything to be 3 inches this way. But if I have one of them is 8 inches and one is 10 inches. Can't I still make the basket and be mashlim with other 3-inch pieces later on?
Yeah.
Right? So l'cha'ira, right, what Rashi means is chotchon b'mida hareza mechatech, means I'm cutting it to be all the same width. And then later on, when the basket is done, I'm going to have pieces sticking out because they're at different lengths. So then I chop the length off, and then that is makib apatish. So l'cha'ira from Rashi, in his presentation of the Gemara, you're going to be chayiv even if it's not both length and width, right? Even if it's just width, I said it wrong. Even if it's just width, right, I'm going to be chayiv. But when I even out the length at the end, that could be makib apatish rather than mechatech. Does mechatech have to be based on inches or not? Does mechatech have to be just to make something exactly 2 inches, 3 inches? That's what we said in the Mishkan, no? I build the Mishkan, I need all the krushim to be 20 and 3/8. I need the oirais to be exactly right, measured. Perfect. Let's say I'm not a skilled cutter. So then it could be that's not mechatech, right? Has to be exact dimensions. On the other hand, in the case of, let's say I sharpen a pencil. Is that mechatech? When I sharpen a pencil, I don't care whether the pencil is like this or like this, no? I don't really care, I just want the pencil to be usable. The exact dimension, right, in terms of, you know, cutting, I don't know if it matters. In Rabbi Ribiyat's Sefer, he tainas, and Rav Nevensal tainas in his Sefer, that the fact that the Gemara speaks about solat silti, that if it's kapar amishchus yichayev for machate, when I want to make twigs, I'm chayev for machate. That would indicate that I don't have to have an exact measurement. I'm going to be chayev as long as it becomes a useful thing. When I chop the wood, I want small little pieces of wood. I don't care if it's a 3/8 piece of wood or a 5/8 piece of wood, as long as it's a small piece of wood that's usable. That's how I would find the Gemara. However, look in the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, first word line, the way I have it in my Gemara. Yikopin amash chesu kilomer, im miskavein lachtoch elu silti, yikavone is to cut the wood, yikavone is to cut the wood, zeres oirech, kol echod ve'echod, chayim mishum achatech. Interesting. I have three diyukim in this Rabbeinu Chananel. Three. One. Ikapir amishchus achayiv mishum mechateich. I could have said that Rav Ashi's statement of ikapir amishchus is going on both of the previous points in the Gemara, both on the case of parim silka and the case of solid silti. I could have said it's going both on the wood and on the vegetable. The Rabbeinu Chananel writes that ikapir amishkasa kilomet miskavin lichtoch elu silti. He's saying it's only going on the wood. Only going on the wood. This might be a shtickle raya to a line that Rabbi Israel Meir Kagan has in his celebrated book called the Mishnah Brura. In the Mishnah Brura in Shin Chaf Beis, where are these dinim? There's like one sif where the Mishnah Brura talks. What? Sif Dalet or Hay or something like that. Yeah, one second. Let me turn there. There's like one sif in the Mishnah Brura. Where? In which siman? Shin Chaf Beis. I don't think it makes it to Yud Chas.
No, it does.
Yud Chas?
Where it goes through the 3 like conditions of Machate.
One second. Sifkotin Yudchas. In Shin Chaf Beis, Sifkotin Yudchas? That sounds right, actually. That sounds right. Yeah. Shin Chaf Beis Sif Hei is where all these dinim apply. And in Sifkotin Yudchas, or the Mishnah Brura writes that there is no, here, he goes through the dinim of Mechatech, so an ice base, which is like 5 lines to the bottom. He has like 3 rules of Mechatech. So he writes, Ein melechas Mechatech shayach ba'ochlin. Mechatech does not apply to food. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this idea from the Chaya Adam, that there's no Mechatech on food. The basic idea is that the malach of mechatech is to make something usable. Food is usable whether I have a big piece of challah or I have a small piece of challah. Even if I'm an expert challah cutter, and I want to make every slice mamish a tenth of an inch, no? I've been practicing challah cutting for years to get it to the right size. Ein mechatech ba'ochlam. Hu hadin. In the Dir Shu Mishnah Berurah, they quote, sometimes a person's on medicine and the pill comes and it's like a 10 milligram pill, but you only have to take 5. Are you allowed to cut the pill in half on Shabbos? There is that malacha mechatech. You want to do it exactly. But that lachaira is like mechatech ba'ochlem. That's what they call it.
Is medicine an ochel?
So medicine is not an ochel. We spoke about this not so long ago, but I don't remember when and where. We spoke about it yesterday in terms of tochei. We spoke about it yesterday in terms of tochei. Man, medicine is not an ochel. But nonetheless, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that a malacha mechatech is I'm cutting something because I want to be mishtamesh bol. If I cut something kedei lebol'a in order to swallow it, that's not mechatech. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is a mekel on cutting pills. However, if I have a cigarette, okay, if you have a cigarette, and many places can say you're not allowed to smoke cigarettes on Yontif, and you're probably not allowed to smoke anytime. But poskim in ancient times used to be make on smoking on Yontif because they felt it's good for your digestion. Somehow it's ochel nefesh. One of the nuttier sperm I ever saw written by one of the Dayanim in Skver, Tainas, that how could it be ochel nefesh? It's bad for you. So he writes, it's just like antibiotics. Smoking is exactly the same as antibiotics. Antibiotics is bad for one part, but it's good for something else. I take an antibiotic and it's going to maybe give me an upset stomach, but it gets rid of my infection. So I smoke. It's bad for one thing. It gives me cancer, but it's good for something else, right? It's good because it gets rid of my nerves. It makes me less nervous. It relaxes me. So his dimion between smoking and antibiotics, I thought, was absolute genius. Absolute goinus. No? So here's the thing. Let's say a person wants to smoke on Yontif. Many of the cigarettes used to have words at the end of it. It would say Wilson or something, Marlboro, right, on the end of the cigarette. Am I allowed to just cut off the word in order to smoke the chelek of the cigarette that doesn't have the word? So he tainas, Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks that is mechatech b'mida. I don't understand. Why would the cigarette be mechatech b'mida, but the pill isn't? Right? How come cutting a pill into two halves? So he tainas that, you know what? Mechatech doesn't apply by oichlam. By the cigarette, the tobacco inside the paper is an oichel, but the paper itself is not an oichel. So unlike the pill, where the whole thing is an oichel that I'm cutting, so therefore there's no mechatech, but on the cigarette, right, the paper that I'm cutting is mechatech.
So you're not cutting the paper?
I cut through the paper in order to...
I don't care about how big the paper is. You care about the size of the
paper. I care that I don't want the word Marlboro to burn on Yontif, because if the word Marlboro burns on Yontif, I'm in violation of the malacha of mochek. No? That's what I'm trying to avoid. So that's already an interesting suggestion. It's an interesting suggestion. So the Mishnah Berurah Tainus, there's no mechateich by Ochlem. I think that we could be medayek from the Rabbeinu Chananel, possibly, that he says, in Kaper HaMashkas is only going on the silti, it's going on the wood, not Parim Silka, because ein mechateich by Ochlem, the same as the Chayu Odom / Mishnah Berurah says. Next diuk in the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel tells me that mechatech is zeres arko. Right? That's a specific measurement, a zeres. Later on in the Rabbeinu Chananel also, Rabbeinu Chananel, in the case of the guy who makes the basket, who's guy of 11 chata'is, Rabbeinu Chananel writes, in my Gemara, it's 2 lines on the bottom, chotchon b'shir, kigoyin ama ama, chayiv mishum mechatech. Rabbeinu Chananel is very clear, time and time again, that the malacha of mechatech requires a specific measurement. I want a zeres. I want a amma. It's also clear from the Rabbeinu Chananel that unlike the Rambam, who says Zeres Arko v'Zeres Rochbo, right? Rabbeinu Chananel only says Zeres Arko, that you don't need both dimensions. Like we were medayik in the Gemara, that Rambam, when he says that you choteich for Midas Arkai and Midas Rachbo, it's hard to imagine. Some of the Mefarshim and the Rambam say that you need both, but the Pashtus is the Rambam, when he says Midas Arko Umidas Rachbo, the Cha'era, what he means by the Vav of Umidas Rachbo is or, rather than and. So that's the next ha'ara in the in the sugya of mechateich. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach talks about the case of the Rashi Klunasos. The case of Rashi Klunasos really sounds like it's not based on a specific shiur. No, what do? I have a pole. I want to stick it into the ground as a stake. So I make a point. No? It's l'chora, like sharpening a pencil. The pashtus in that Gemara on Ayin Hale and Beis is that no measurement is necessary. All that's necessary is that it becomes usable. So I don't know what to do with my diyuk in the Rabbeinu Chananel when he says Zeres and Amo.
What does it say there?
Nothing. He doesn't say anything. So it could be that it depends why I'm doing it. That something that I won't need precision, so I'm only chayiv if I cut it to a precise measurement, but something where my intention is just to create an instrument, just to make something useful, I don't need a precise measurement, but it becomes a little flimsy. This whole malacha of mechateich is one of these malachos that there's so little about that we have opportunity to really say something, and I wish I had something to say.
But be that there is a chachma to the Rashi Klunasos, maybe not a Midas Zeres, and probably even if we would talk about degrees, it might not have to be a specific degree, but I could imagine, you don't just need a point. I could imagine a point being blunt enough to not get into the ground. It has to be
But that's why I think it's like a pencil, right? When you sharpen a pencil, you want it to be pointy. Like you can make it 0.5 or 0.7, but it can't be like so blunt that's like a crayon. That's not a sharpened pencil.
But I think, could that be enough to be considered a shiur?
I mean, it would seem from the Gemara that it is.
I mean, from the Gemara, but you don't need a shear. I'm saying with it.
But what's the shear? The shear, in the sense, there's no measurement that I can get. I can't speak about a zeres or an amma. Right.
You could measure the angle. This isn't a specific angle. There's a much wider range here than zeres or amma, but you couldn't measure it.
I hear. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I could measure it.
We know how they
measured
angles after that. Like they did such a thing.
Okay. The malach of mechateich is clear, requires some kavana. If you do not intend specifically, then it is not the malach of mechateich at all. Meaning, even if you would hold that Dovr Shinah Miskaven is chayiv, it would not be the malacha of mechateich unless you have kavana. I think that's clear, that the lashon of mechateich is only if it is mechateich, it's only if it's mechateich b'mida.
Would it come mutter or would it come a different malacha?
Maybe it's Asur Drabonin. I don't know. It could be it's not any malacha at all, depending on... Now, I should note also that Rashi in the Mishnah in Gimel says that mechatech is I try to make ritzuos and sandalim, meaning I'm cutting for a purpose. The purpose is that I want some chefza that I'm done with. Why would there be no mechatech by food? We were medayik from the Rabbeinu Chananel that mechatech is only on the case of salat silti, not in the case of parim silka. Why would that be? So I'm not sure. In the Tevas motion, Rabbi Moshe Brown Sefer, he tines that all of the malachos of Sidura de Oros do not apply by food. It's clear that mechatech applies by stuff that's not ur. It's clear it applies by non-leather. But all the malachos do not apply by food. So many assume that ein memachik ba'ochlem. Right, I'm allowed to take a guacamole and smooth it. Right, there's no iser memachik by ochlem. That's clear. Very hard. This whole malacha is mamish difficult. The Mishnah Brura in his presentation there in Shin Chaf Beisif Katin Yud Ches tells us that mechatech is one of the fundamental malachos. Remember, we spoke about the book of Nehemiah and how little it's known. So in Sefer Nehemiah, in Sefer Ezra, in the part of Nehemiah, so Nehemiah gives the Jewish people Musar, and he says, don't do business on Shabbos. Why not? Because if you're going to do business on Shabbos, you're going to come to violate a malacha. What's the malacha? A guy's going to walk into your store. The guy is going to want a piece of fabric, and you're going to measure 6 yards of fabric and cut it off. That's a malacha of mechatech b'mida. I remember one time talking to someone who was applying to medical school. And, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, people who go to medical school, at some point, they begin to forget about Hilchos Shabbos. You have to really know Hilchos Shabbos much better if you're going to be a doctor than you have to know it if you're going to be a rabbi. Right? I mean, so you could violate the malacha mechatech min ha-tayrah, l'cha'ora, I'm a doctor, and I'm putting on a bandage on somebody. If I cut off the bandage exactly because I don't want too much material. If it's too much material, the bandage can be too loose, no? If I cut it off because I want exactly that right amount of material, aser d'oraisa of mechatech. What about, however, if I cut something in the location, not because I want that particular measurement, but I cut something in a particular location because it's easier to cut there. Mashal mahadavar doma, toilet paper. Toilet paper comes in these little squares. I don't know about you, but to the best of my knowledge, you could survey 1,000 people. No one uses exactly one square of the toilet paper. No? No one uses it. Use sometimes 3, 4, 5, right? No one cares, right, exactly how much. Why do they have the perforations on the toilet paper? You ever thought about this? It's mamish tifa kasha. Why do they have perforations on toilet paper? So l'cha'or, the perforation is there only to make it easier to rip. Okay, if you think talking about toilet paper is a little not appropriate for shiur, we'll talk about paper towel, right? Or I'll talk about bottle caps. By bottle caps on Shabbos, it's a whole question of asiyas kli, or not asiyas kli, that maybe we'll talk about on a different occasion. But there's also shaila mechatech. Because when I cut my bottle cap, I'm cutting it to size. No? I'm cutting it exactly on that location, 1/11th of an inch for the ring, and 10/11ths of the inch for the cap. Right? It's mamish mechatech b'mida. On the other hand, I don't really care about that particular measurement. That particular measurement is arbitrary. And the manufacturers of the bottle caps made it that particular measurement in order to, I don't know why. I don't know why they made it exactly that amount. But the reason they put perforations there is just because it's easier to cut on the perforations. It's easier to unscrew the cap. On
there you have a problem because it's a specific location. Because there it matters is the upper rim of the water bottle. If you care about getting enough so it exactly wraps around a thumb, it would be the same thing because you have the upper rim of the water bottle.
So, but why did they make the upper rim of the water bottle that amount?
It doesn't matter. Once the upper rim of the water bottle is that amount, the mechatech is there as you want it at that specific spot, the same way.
So
that,
it could be. It right? could be.
Nobody's arm is exactly 11 inches and 3/4 inches. It's just that when I wrap it, I need it around the thumb.
Okay, when I unscrew the bottle cap, I need to have just those... the male couplings coming out as opposed to the inside of the cap, I have the female couplings, right?
But I need it to be below the rim. It would be very uncomfortable.
Correct.
If it's above the rim.
So it wouldn't work. It wouldn't hold the
right.
It wouldn't hold the fizz inside the soda, right? Reb Elyoshev feels that unscrewing bottle caps on Shabbos is a melacha of mechatech. The Shevet HaLevi assumes it's a malacha of mechatech. And they say that whatever I cut, even if it's not done to a particular dimension, but opening a can of soda, according to Rabbi Yoshev and the Shevet HaLevi, is a malacha of mechatech, because I open the can of soda, it opens in exactly that right shape, no? That the soda could come out. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach Tainus, though, that these things are not mechatech. Because the only reason why it is done that way is because it's easier to get it off. No? That's what Shlomo Zalman says. The whole reason why they have the bottle cap is because it's easier to unscrew it. And as such, he telling us it is not the malacha of mechate kihuze. Yes, sir.
Tinfoil, not
the
malacha of mechate.
Tinfoil. So if I cut tinfoil, why am I cutting it? I'm cutting tinfoil, let's say, to cover my 11 by 13 pan. But I'm not being precise. I don't care if I cut enough tinfoil that goes over the bottom or not. L'chore, that would not be mechate. Now, is there koreya? So there's a famous discussion in the Bir Halacha that maybe there's no koreya on something which is one substance. Maybe koreya is only when stuff is attached together. But maybe there's no malach of koreya on R. That's what the Alter Rebbe assumes from Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Halacha totally rejects it. But the Bir Halacha assumes that there's only koreya if it's something that could be sewn back together. It could be that there's no iser min hatayra at all on ripping unripping the tinfoil. I think there's no iser at all, according to Shlomo Zalman, unripping toilet paper. I don't know if there's an, especially if there's an iser, l'chayra, the iser is only an iser d'rabbanon, and in the case of the toilet paper, mishum kavod habrios, it should be okay.
Can you put yourself in that spot?
No, of course not. You should try to rip your toilet paper before Shabbos.
You can cut non-perforation
also. So is cutting non on the perforation better? I don't know. I don't know if, you, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, there is zero advantage to cut it non on the perforation.
What
if the makapach problem? So makapach is when I make it a kli. If it's in Gonson disposable, okay, toilet paper is disposable, Jake. Yeah, right. You agree with this one? Good. Baruch Hashem, right? When this is like the first thing of the year we agreed on. There's no makeh patish. Come on. Right, what's the malacha? Maybe kireya. The Bir Halacha assumes that's only kireya if you need, if it's sewable on both halves. There's no kireya, he says, on a string. The last time I taught this, I spent a lot of time. I'm not convinced that there's any malacha at all on ripping toilet paper. Certainly the tissues that come in the box and they're attached a tiny bit, I am not convinced there is any isser whatsoever on them. It's not mechatech b'midah. The only reason they do that is they want it to fit in the box better. Yeah?
Are the tissues attached or they just fold it together?
Some of them are attached.
Some of them are attached.
We have this problem in gross, the tissues are attached.
Some of the tissues are attached a teeny bit. Again, you don't need to go to gross. Buy cheap tissues in any yeshivish store. Go to Evergreen and buy the tissues. Right? They mamish, they come attached.
Like the single ply ones.
Huh?
The single ply ones.
The single ply, yeah. Father. Right? Like, Kleenex is a different madriga. I don't know. Again, I have a number of sfeikos within the Melacha Mechatech. What I'm basically saying, though, is that Reb Shlomo Zalman is correct that anything that is perforated, unless you want the specific measurement for a reason, but if it's perforated just to make it easier to rip it off, so there's no Mechatech in that case. So it could be that there's no Isser. So by toilet paper, I think it's in Gans and Mutter, according to Shlomo Zalman. Bottle caps, I have to contend with another issue of Shviras Kli, Asiyas Kli, that we'll have to talk about different, on different times. But Alts Mechatech, according to Shlomo Zalman, there's no issue at all. What I don't understand, though, is where Shlomo Zalman got this svara from. How did he get this svara that if it's perforated, it's just make there to make it easier to cut, that's not the malacha? I don't know. But one thing I do know by toilet paper is that it's not mechatech b'mida, because no one cares about the exact size. No one cares. I think, haraya, you go to the bathroom here in yeshiva, they have like the type of toilet paper that there are no perforations, right? Mm-hmm. No one cares about the exact size. That's like badaku menusa, Eitzo ha toilet paper, right? So it seems to me that this is fairly straightforward. There is a discussion in the Bir Halach in Simin Shin Chaf Beis that could be there's no malacha mechatech biyad at all, that maybe the malacha mechatech is only bekli. That's already interesting. I found that Bir Halach a little bit strange. He points out that's Meduyuk and Rashi and the Rush, that there's no mechatech biyad, it's only bekli. But he says the Nishmas Adam writes differently, and therefore you should follow the Nishmas Adam. I find this like one of the stranger Bir Halachas in Judaism. There in Shin Chaf Beis Sif Hei. It's very strange. I'm Achleikus Rashi on the Rosh on the one hand, the Nishmas on the other hand. Who do you think we should follow? Bir Halach says, follow the Nishmas Adam. I don't know. If you hold that there's no Malacha Mechatech Biyad, so they have another Svar Lahakob by my toilet paper, no? And it could be that the toilet paper with the perforations is better than the toilet paper in yeshiva without the perforations, because right. There I need a kli to rip it. No? Because there you have like the little teeth thing at the bottom. So gentlemen, you never thought that we'd be able to give a shiur that the major focus was ripping toilet paper on Shabbos, but we just did that. Okay, Trevor, have a wonderful day.